Drivers, you probably already know about Trucking Moves America Forward, TMAF. It is a movement that started several years ago, and here with us today is one of the co-chairs, Elizabeth Barna. Elizabeth, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Let's talk about TMAF. Get us caught up and where this all began.
Sure. We are TMAF is Trucking Moves America Forward. It is our industry-wide image campaign. So everybody is involved. It's not just an ATA program. It is for the entire industry, the drivers out there that are listening. It's all of us. So it is really to raise the awareness and to educate the public about how important the trucking industry is, how their everyday lives are affected and are delivered by a truck. And also, what a great career option it is to try to bring some new folks into the trucking industry.
Right. Yeah. All right. We see something on the calendar coming up this weekend. TMAF and NASCAR. What's going on this weekend?
We are so excited. We are going to be at NASCAR this weekend. Pilot Flying J, their number one car. Number one, it's a Chevrolet. And they are going to be in the Xfinity Series. At the Michigan International Speedway. So they have it all decaled with the Trucking Moves America Forward logo on it, the hashtag Thank a Trucker, hood sides, front bumpers, back bumpers. And on the back, they have a decal, not in-person Safety Sammy, but a decal, waving to the crowd as it drives by. Hmm. And so we're really excited to highlight the industry and the Trucking Moves America Forward program on the car to bring attention to our industry and what a great industry and essential industry we are. In addition, Safety Sammy himself will be in the fan alley from 10 in the morning till about 3:30 to right before the race starts, greeting with all the fans up at the Michigan International Speedway.
Wow.
And then as you're coming into the Speedway, Route 12, US 12, both east and west, heading in and out of the Speedway. Safety Sammy will be there promoting the industry and that, you know, trucking is essential. So
we're
really excited to get highlighted.
Wow, that's going to be a very cool event. Love that. Love that.
Yeah, we want everybody to follow us on social media. Go to the truckingmovesamerica.com site and see the different social media venues we have. And we'll be posting pictures all day.
Yeah. All right. We are soon approaching Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Tell us what TMAF is doing this year to show gratitude and to promote the drivers.
Sure. We are doing our billboard campaign again, working with our state trucking associations, as well as some of our member companies, and finding securing billboards across the United States. Thanking a truck driver and bringing attention to all the work that the driver does and how important they are. Like we've done in past years, we use real truck driver photos, not stock photos, and, you know, real truck photos as well to make it as genuine as possible. So a lot of the states are hiring, highlighting their driver of the year or a driver that may be retiring or somebody that's new.
Wow.
Coming in, they get to pick who they want to highlight and put up on that billboard. So that's one of the things we're doing. We're doing a lot of radio ads, as you know, really working to thank the driver on the radio, bring attention to it. And then social media, as well as really highlighting our state legislators and our Capitol, our U.S. Capitol, letting them know it is Truck Driver Appreciation Week. At ATA, we're doing a lot too. You know, we ask each state to get a proclamation that highlights, you know, the industry and proclaiming that week to be National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, as well as, you know, all of the companies and law enforcement and state associations and even individuals, you know, do really great things during this week for the drivers, whether it's T-shirts or hot coffee or meals. Safety banquets, all that type of thing. But just to really highlight the driver and thank them for all the work they've done. And we know they're out there 365 days a year, but the last 18 months have been a little bit more stressful and really appreciate it and appreciate the family support too. Truck Driver Appreciation Week is about the families and all the support that the driver gets from them.
Yeah. It has been amazing to watch TMAF grow. It's been around 7 years now. And tell us, how has the movement grown? And what are you most proud of?
Thanks, Eric. That's a great question. TMAF has really taken off. And I remember it was about Mid-America 7 years ago or 8 years ago when we talked about this big launch and whether we were, you know, this is what we wanted to do. We had everybody up on a big flatbed.
Right.
And the first couple years was really growing our social media base and growing our, you know, followers for that. But really the first 2 or 3 years was building pride within the industry. And, you know, being able to talk to a truck driver and say, what do you do? And not them say to us, I'm just the truck driver.
Right.
You know, taking some pride into what they do and to really bring awareness to the industry that how important we are.
Right.
So we've been able to do that. And it's been really, you know, I get chills on my arms every time I think about it, how the industry is. We're so passionate. It's such a giving industry. You know, the first time there's a natural disaster, the phone calls that come in that say, hey, I'm ready to help. Tell me where to go. Send me. I've got my truck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to jump in. And so that's always been really nice. But to see that passion and that community giving build through the last 7 years has been great. I think we've really increased the image and the perception of trucking. We've been doing national polling for the last 7 years. And we use a national pollster, Neil Newhouse. And Neil says to me every year, I don't know how you guys do it. Every year it trends upward.
Wow.
And a lot of that is about telling our story.
Sure.
Know, we tell everybody to tell the story, but what we've learned early on was the more somebody knows somebody or has met somebody in the trucking industry, the much better perception they have.
Right.
And, you know, I like to say that's why we educate, you know, our policymakers, because if you tell your story to a policymaker, when something big comes up on trucking and they don't know the answer, hey, I'm going to go call Eric. You know, I remember he was in my office talking about it. He probably has the right answer.
Right, right.
So you're being able to give them some expertise. And I'm sure this has happened with you, but the media, you know, you get some of these local reporters who are coming out to do a negative story on the industry. I mean, they have their story written.
Yeah.
You get them up in the truck. You get them to even just talk with a professional truck driver, and that those eyes light up.
Yeah.
And that story shifts.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It really is. It's just amazing to watch that transformation happen. But you're right. It seems like when they approach, the story is already there. But if they are willing to take the time and learn, it changes hearts and minds.
Oh, 100%. I remember we were in Toledo, Ohio, gosh, 10 years ago, in the pouring rain, and we had one of our drivers from K-Limited, and he had gotten the Toledo paper, the features lady there, and she was afraid to even get up in the truck, and she was like, I have my story, and we got her a ladder, got her up in that cab of the truck, and she went for a ride along, and she came back, and she said, if it's okay with you, we're going to go do that loop again.
Wow.
I was like, yep, go ahead. And that story was front page.
Wow.
Her beaming, you know, sitting in the driver's seat. And she's been, you know, until she retired, was great to the trucking industry, always called for, you know, research.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's what you've got to do.
Yeah, sure. You do. During a pandemic, with truck drivers, of course, being on the front lines, delivering everything from toilet paper to vaccines, how has TMAF been helping to educate the general public and lawmakers on how important trucking is? What's that experience been like?
Sure. You know, we really use our social media platform so well. We highlight drivers and positive stories on that. But what we've done the last couple years, I think it's probably been five, but really highlighted the last 18 months, is the driver themselves. We have been able to celebrate them either through our Black History Month or Women's International Month. We are highlighting different segments of the industry, taking the opportunity to interview the driver, learn about how they got into the industry, what their job is like, what it was been like the last 18 months for them. Mm-hmm. And then being able to post that story up there with the photo on social media. A lot of the trade press obviously has picked up on it, but also the local press. You know, we've been pitching when we highlight a driver, pitching that to their local area. And so it is more of a local story and a grassroots effort as well. But really putting a face behind the wheel, which we've been trying to do for 7 years, but even more importantly now with the past 18 months or so, we have been able to get a lot of great stories on local and national news about the drivers, obviously, and the work being done the last, few years, especially during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the drivers themselves, we've been able to do, last summer we did a Thank a Trucker campaign where they sent in pictures of themselves and stories of themselves, and we had gift cards and things like that.
Right.
And so, really just trying to highlight the industry, but especially during this pandemic, the driver themselves.
Yeah. It's a great, great effort here. It's exciting to watch it grow. And I know that you and I are probably going to get a chance, hopefully this fall, to maybe talk face to face. So I'm looking forward to that, Elizabeth.
That would be awesome.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to do that again. If they want to learn more about TMAF, where can they go?
TruckingMovesAmerica.com.
All right. Great stuff. Elizabeth, great job there at TMAF. And I know it's going to be great as we head into the fall again. National Truck Driver Appreciation Week coming up. So look out for all of those events that we've talked about. And we're going to talk to you again soon. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you so much.